This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
To start today's show, I'd like to welcome our first guest, Claire Pearce.
Hi, Mandy.
Hello, Claire. Lovely, lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Brooklyn's Radio. So, Claire, you're a coach, facilitator and writer.
Yes.
So can you just give us a bit of background about yourself and tell us how you got into coaching and writing and how you come to be what you're doing today?
Yeah, thank you. So, yes, I trained as a coach about in 2011, I think, when I still had a corporate job. And I was an internal coach within EY where I was working. But, you know, fast forward to years later, last year I took a sabbatical because I'd had enough of working in an office. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And thought, why don't I dust off my coaching qualification? So I started in earnest really at the end of, not last year now, the year before. And I also, about 7 years ago, did a writing workshop which introduced me to free writing, which is, it sort of saved my life. It's an amazing skill and a lot of fun. And it's really amazing in coaching. It really works really, really well. So I also run writing workshops, which are for self-discovery, self-reflection, and also they have the benefit of being creative and fun. But they are really interesting for people to reflect on themselves and just take a bit of time to be with themselves.
So how did you find about free writing?
Somebody recommended it to me. I wasn't convinced it was going to be for me, but I thought I would give it a go. I was at a point when I was trying to be more open to new things. So, yes, I gave it a go and I just absolutely loved it. Yeah.
So what did you do? How did you find out? I mean, you found out, but was it a long course or was it a short
It was just a weekend. I've done quite a number of workshops since, and workshops in facilitating free writing workshops as well, but that was just a weekend, and I was working full-time at the time, so I was worried I would be tired by the end of it. You know, you have your weekend and then you have no time to yourself, but actually I came out feeling so energized, which told me everything I needed to know really.
What did they do on the free writing weekend? I'm really interested to why it's so different to other.
Yeah, so it's about, the idea with free writing is that you have a prompt normally. You can, I mean, most people know about journaling and diary writing and that kind of thing. And it's similar to that in that you're splurge, you know, you're just kind of writing, but you keep the pen moving. The idea is that you create some space for stuff to come up, whatever stuff that might be. And it's normally, oh, I didn't realize that was still on my mind, or that's obviously not resolved, or, you know, things, it just makes that space. And normally it's done with a prompt. So I will give people in my workshops a prompt, normally around a theme, and give them 5 minutes and they have to just write and keep going and see what happens. From that prompt. Whatever it might be. It might be something like, you know, how did I get here today? Or it might be, what if I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be? Or, you know, I did one on planets when it was the anniversary of the moon landings last year. So I got everybody to be a planet. So they had to create a planet and I gave them different prompts throughout that. So that it's, you can do anything with it. And I like to have a bit of fun with it and be quite creative in the prompts I give people. But yeah, it's always entertaining. And then people always share. They don't ever have to, but I encourage people to share because there's something about being witnessed in your sort of less than perfectness, because everybody thinks they're a bit weird and what they write is a bit mad, which it normally is, which is great, you know, and sharing that with other people is a really liberating thing to do. Mm-hmm. So it's got so many layers, so many benefits.
Yeah. I love what you said about the world, creating it, because I remember my son had something to do at school and he had to create, all the children had to create a world of their own.
Right.
So my son's world was George's world. And the things that he had, obviously he had chocolate and football. But it was fantastic. And you go, it was a planet, sorry, not a world. And I just thought, well, that's amazing. It really opens up your imagination, because what would you really want in a planet?
Brilliant.
It's not something I've only ever heard it once before,
right?
So that's really so how do you feel now? So you were in the corporate environment, is that right?
Yes.
Before?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was a project manager at Ernst & Young, the accountancy firm. And then after that, so I left there and then I worked part-time for Mencap, helping people to find work, supporting people to find work. But it was still an office and it was still full time and I had still had enough. So it's a very different life, much happier one.
Yeah, lovely. Because they say, don't they, if you do something out of your passion, then that's the thing to do.
Yes, yeah.
you're happy in a good place then?
Yes, I'm still working it out. I'm still finding what it is that I really enjoy, you know, above all else. And I haven't quite got there yet, but I'm experimenting with different things. And
but I think we're always on a bit of a route to discovering something about ourselves, aren't we? And
pushing, it evolves,
challenging.
Yeah.
So I can see through my research that you do a lot of writing, you do coaching. Can you tell us, before we move back to the writing, can you tell us a little bit about your coaching and how that works with your writing as well?
So I coach people. I don't have a particular specialism in terms of what people come to me with. It's normally career. People are unhappy in their jobs, unsurprisingly. Mm. And what I was reflecting on this yesterday and thinking, I think what I help people do is kind of come back to themselves, come home to themselves and re-find or discover new resources that they either didn't know they had or have forgotten they had. Because once people have those and feel that they have all their parts of them together, they can do whatever they want to do. There's no other work to be done then. So I think that's the commonality when I'm coaching people. And the writing is great. Even like at the start of my coaching sessions, I'll get people to do 5 minutes of writing from If Coaching Works. That's the prompt. And, you know, that's obviously... And the great thing about writing is people will always write more than they would say. So I might say to you, oh, Mandy, well, I'd really like to, you know, have a new job and la, 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 la. But if I write it, other stuff will come out, which, you know, and it's normally nothing to do with people's careers that are the issues. You know, it's that they've lost touch with themselves somehow. Yeah, and also there's a technique in free writing called dialoguing where you write with different parts of yourself. And so I was coaching a musician last week, actually, who had a really strict mentor called Des. I think I can say his name. That's okay. And we were sort of channeling Des because it was, you know, the voice that he was hearing in his head, he realised wasn't his. And by using writing, you can kind of write to that person and say, well, thank you, Des, you know, these bits were really useful, but these bits weren't. And you can get into a dialogue where you're starting to put you back in control. You're behind the desk rather than your fear or your anxiety or, you know, there's all these different, or your anger, there's all these different parts of us that can run us. And it feels like we don't have a choice about that. But if you start finding all these bits and naming them and getting them to talk to each other, it can really bring stuff, really useful things out. Yeah,
getting those negative voices in our head down onto paper.
Yeah, get them out, get them all out. Yes, absolutely. The good ones, the bad, the ugly, get them all out and have a... I did for myself once, I called it the Jerry Springer exercise, and I basically wrote that there was two bits of me on the stage. I was also Jerry Springer, and then I actually brought myself out onto the stage. I didn't know this was going to happen. It just happened as I was writing. So there was all these different bits of me going, yeah, but what about la la la? And it sounds a bit mad as
no,
I'm saying
it to
you. But it's so useful because then there's nothing sort of you're pushing away, you know, and you can then, yeah, you can start to have a conversation and negotiate and say, well, okay, I'll do that, but I want us to do this.
So I can imagine someone like a musician, he's obviously willing, because he's quite artistic, he's willing to go with it.
Yeah.
You're bound to, I would imagine, you'll get people that are a little bit reticent. So, and obviously we're all a bit funny, aren't we, about things that we don't know.
Yes.
So how do you get those reticent people to come on board with your... Because you know it works.
Yes. Well, I think it doesn't work with everyone, to be fair. I think it's useful to some degree. So I've coached a couple of people where I've maybe done one or two writing exercises and just I'm getting the vibe that it's just not for them. They're not really going anywhere different. And so it doesn't really work for them. And I just stop doing it, basically. So I always try it a couple of times. Pretty much everybody, I think, when they come to coaching is willing to try something different because they're there.
To you in the first place. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it doesn't quite suit everyone, but some people are absolute converts. People still write to me and say, I'm still writing. I came up with this prompt the other day. You know, people get really, really into it because it's such a useful tool.
But in the world that we live in now, it's all very visual, isn't it? Lots of social media. We need to be able to write and put stuff out, especially if we're... you know, sole business people.
Yeah. And it can help. Yeah.
We need to be able to have all those skills, don't we? To vocalise.
Yeah.
I suppose.
And it helps people with their other writing as well. So some of the people that come to my workshops are published authors. Some people just journal, you know, but people get different things out of it. So somebody who was in the middle of editing a book for the umpteenth time just wanted to write something fun, you know, so everybody gets something different.
Yeah, I heard something the other day, and this lady was talking about procrastination. It was on a podcast, and she was saying that she had to stop writing her book that she was meant to finish. And so she procrastinated by writing another book that she wasn't supposed to start, but it helped her to finish her first book.
Yeah,
I thought, oh my, you know, we take all these different routes, don't we?
Exactly.
So I just, I looked on your website. You have some amazing testimonials. So I would advise our listeners to go and have a look at your testimonials, and we will give out the website details later. You also write a blog. And I looked on your blog, and one of your latest blogs was on Waterstones, which I loved because that's my favourite shop. But I thought, yeah, looking at your blogs, that was really good. It gave me a real flavour of who you are.
Yeah. I started writing because of the free writing. So I was a dedicated free writer, and somebody said to me, why don't you write something more? And I said, no, it has to just, it's what it, I was very precious about this, you know, it comes out and that's what it is, and I don't want to mess with it and all this rubbish. But basically I was scared to try, I think. So I did, I took the challenge and I did finish a piece. So I started the blog just to kind of keep me working at editing. And now I absolutely love editing, to the point where I've got about 20 things I'm writing that I just constantly am editing, and they change as they go. And that's the wonderful thing about writing, is that the meaning, I suddenly realise actually it's not about X, it's about Y, so then the whole thing has to start again.
But you're, but that's fun. You're a writer that likes editing then.
I love it.
Writers don't like editing, do they?
Yeah,
or they find it a chore.
Well, I think there's the editing at the stage of, you know, you need to remove the one of the ladies that comes to me who has got a book she's in the middle of getting ready to publish. She had, the editor came back and said, oh, you need to generally reduce the commas, and she you know, thousands of pages, that I think that's maybe the kind of thing people
the daunting task. Yes,
but the editing in the
novel,
and maybe it's not even, maybe editing isn't even the right word, maybe it is just me writing it, it's just my process that
writing
it just
rewriting.
keeps coming.
Oh, wow.
But that's the fun of it.
Do you know, I don't want to run out of time because I want to ask you about something else that you're doing as well. You're setting up a new club. Can you tell us about this club?
Yes, Boss Club.
I want to leave time for that.
Yes, I wasn't sure about the name at first. I thought it might be misinterpreted, but I've gone with it. So Boss Club is basically for people who are their own boss. So either you're somebody like me who is, you know, an independent, or somebody who has a small business and doesn't have somebody above them. And it's about making some space and time for yourself to be, to sort of just reflect on what you're doing, check if you're going in the right direction, look at what's working, what's not. It will have a coaching quality about it. So we'll do exercises in probably some writing, to just to sort of assess where we're going, and look ahead and think, you know, what actions am I going to need to do, or, you know, ugly things that need doing, let's do them now. There's going to be a section for that, like a bad phone call you don't want to do it, you know, so I'm going to include some time for that. So it's about accountability, it's about being with other people, sharing that experience, because it's really, really lonely. Especially when you're used to being with other people. So
where will that be then? Where and when? Can you give us a few more details about that?
So the I'm starting on the week of the 24th of February. So Fleet will be on the 24th of February at 2:30. Venue still to be confirmed, but it will be in Fleet. And then on the 25th of February, I'm going to do it in London at the same time. Lovely. Again, venue to be confirmed, but it will be near Waterloo.
So where will they find out if our listeners are interested, will they go to your website? Will the details be on there?
The links, everything will be on there,
Brilliant. Talking about your website, we're going to, you might as well give your website details out now, actually.
Okay, it's cpsdayoff.com, and so that's CPS and then day off, and it's because of Ferris Bueller, because it's my reminder about not taking life too seriously. So it's based on Ferris Bueller's day off.
I like the
CP's day off.
I did get that. I thought that was a great title. Yes. So we've come to the point in our program where we usually ask our guests for some advice. So have you got any particular message you'd like to share with our listeners? Particularly perhaps someone who would like to explore their writing ability
I think in terms of the writing, you don't have to, and I say this on my descriptions, you don't have to have any interest, aptitude, history, experience, you know, anything for writing. You can have never picked up a pen and written something down in your life before, and you could, people give it a go and they really enjoy it. So I'd say don't be afraid to do it. And writing first thing in the morning, as lots of people already know, is just such a healthy thing to do, to sort of get your, you know, the stuff that's on your mind
yes,
out.
Yes, do you think that's the most creative time then?
I'm not sure it's the most creative time, but it's the best time for just a splurge, you know, getting, you know, when you wake up, there's always stuff on your brain and it's sort of clear. It's just a nice clear out, just to get it all out, really.
Well, thank you, Claire. I'm sorry, we've got to move on. Very quickly, can you... contact details really quickly again so our listeners can get in touch with
you.
Yeah,
so it's the website CP's Day Off and my email is cpsdayoff@gmail.com.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Claire. It goes really quickly. We're going to take a
Thank
short
you,
break now. You're very welcome.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.